On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team last weekend split with Crookston and Moorhead. Mason Walters with us. Got to be honest with you, Mason. I didn't see a 20-point loss coming on Friday night. You guys have been playing very, very well. What happened?
It was definitely a big game for us, kind of coming in, kind of see where we're at, especially with a good team like Moorhead. And we kind of hung with them there in the first half, but DJ Hamilton for them really hit a lot of big shots, and we didn't really have an answer for him, so just kind of pulled away, got away from us there.
Am I reading more into this that you go out the next night and win by 20?
Yeah.
Yep. Which is more indicative of how you guys feel you guys will be playing?
I'd definitely say the Crookston game would be, they always struggle a little bit, but, it felt good to get back on the winning track with that one, for sure.
You guys had started so darn well. In your mind, why?
I think it's just the fact that we're so deep. We play a lot of guys every night, and, the minutes are really spread around, and we always have fresh bodies in there, and, that just kind of wears other teams down, and that's kind of how we got most of our wins coming out of the gate.
Having watched you guys play now a couple of times, I honestly don't know what kind of a team you are. If you're an offensive team, or if you're a defensive team, which leads to your offense, which is it in your mind?
We've had a little bit of both. In the past, we've been more of an offensive team that, we had to outscore a lot of teams to win games. And this year, we've been, our defense has really been, a lot improved. So, I think it's a little bit of both, and hopefully we keep up the good D, because that'll definitely help us, being as we've always been a good offensive team. So,
on the road again this weekend, Winona and Upper Iowa. What do you know about these two teams?
Winona is pretty good. I think they were picked second to finish in the conference. So they got a big guy who will probably be a first team all league player. So that'll be a big test for us. Then Upper Iowa, they're always scrappy, hardworking, play good defense. So it's always a test to go down there and play. So it should be a tough weekend for us.
You've been in this league long enough to know that no road trips are easy, but is the trip to Winona maybe one of the hardest?
Yeah. We've been actually fortunate enough in my two past years here, we've won both those games. So, those are always nice. But, definitely playing at Winona is always tough. They get a good crowd. It's always a good atmosphere there. And then, having to go to Fayette and play down there, where that's a long trip, so it's always tough playing there, especially against a team like that. So
looking at this team, I can't determine who is head and shoulders the leader of this team. You might say it would be James just because of the numbers he puts up, but then you got the fire and emotion of Tez Dahl, and you've got a lot of guys that contribute to leadership, don't you?
Yeah, that's definitely true. Definitely the couple guys we look to for leadership are definitely James, Bryce, Lance. They've been here a while. They know what's going on, so they're usually the ones that get us going when we need it. So
good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.